Welcome to Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, the AARPG's new actual play series using the Dragonbane RPG by Free League Publishing. I'm Nathan, your host, co-GM, and I'll also be playing Brains, the idiot Wolfkin thief. Let's meet my friends and fellow cast members.
I'm Malcolm, your co-GM, and I'll also be playing Corinne Rinesmith, the judgy halfling bard.
Hi, I'm Tyr, and I'll be playing Dane Ringson, a human scatterbrain scholar.
I'm Chris, and I'm playing Sigyn, elfin huntress.
Hey all, this is Anthony, and I play Kurgan, and he wants to remind you,
you should go and get stuffed.
Hello everyone, this is Sean. Now we'll be playing Baylor Banefire, Dwarf Artisan Specialist.
I'm Tim, AARPG's latest temporary double seeker probationary player. I play Quiverwing, the enchanting mallard whose spellbinding plumage shivers like distant lightning on a moonlit night.
Together, we'll explore ancient secrets of a long-forgotten empire, facing challenges and forging our destiny in a world where every castle, cave, and crypt holds the echoes of a bygone era. Get ready for an epic journey filled with laughter, suspense, and unforgettable moments in the Misty Vale.
Hello, and welcome to the Advanced Age Roleplaying Heroes Podcast. I'm Nathan, I'm your host, and tonight we are playing Dragonbane. This is episode 34?
Blah, 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 blah.
Ish. 33?
Something.
Anyway, we're having fun. We've been playing this game for a while, and we are getting close to the end of the Dragon Emperor saga that we're doing. So... You know, stay with us. We're getting close. It's going to get hairy here real soon. But tonight, Malcolm
like
is
Matt
running
balls.
Wait.
We got on too long without interrupting. I felt off.
This is perfect. It's like it perfect. I think Chris has a timer that he runs. Basically, no one has interrupted Nathan in 45 seconds.
No, I used to be the champion of that, and I have fallen way back on that.
It's
maybe
actually
pick up Steve.
It's actually a
Steve,
shock
Steve.
Collar.
Hello, and welcome to Sweaty Balls.
Malcolm, take it away.
These are some really tasty.
You're so salty.
You're so salty.
Everybody so stop good. Talking about why you're...
I didn't expect them to be chocolate considering age. You know.
You like the chocolate?
And the lumps just add the texture.
I guess yeah. It's all the marination.
It's a lot of marinating. But that special warmth and moisture you have does actually add a distinctive flavor and texture. What do you think, Nathan?
If you feel lumps, you should knead them longer.
And it comes with its own cheese.
But if they don't go away after kneading, you should probably see a specialist.
Okay. Yes. That gravy sautés in.
All right. So.
Great, we just did our first medical PSA.
That's right.
Seriously, you should get it checked if you have lumps. 700 years ago, the sorcerer Cato the Curious served the dragon emperor Eladane. In the winter of his life, the emperor's magician betrayed his master. Once his disloyalty was discovered, Cato's tower and the surrounding village of Black Ridge was consumed by dragon fire at the emperor's decree. Stories persist of Cato now haunting those rumors. Rumors of him haunting the tower. The tower is now believed to be filled with all of his loot, left there centuries ago after his imperial punishment. Though anyone who's gone to seek that treasure has never returned. And now, our plucky group of adventurers know exactly why. Let's begin. We last left off, you had been charred by the dragons yet again. But you have a plan this time.
We do have a plan.
And so we'll start off. You start once again at the barrier's edge after being consumed by fire. The whole party is once again gathered. You are aware of the time bubble that exists at the monument. You're aware of the Draconis guano that, the guano draconis that will speed you along. You now made note of the plums and the plum pie, the beer, and the mushroom soup. And I believe that's all. Where the sheep are. Okay. So let's begin, gentlemen.
So we can start off immediately, like, reset, right?
This is after our planning session in the time in the time stop zone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. Dane, I'm going to go get the pie. Dara, stay away from the pie.
Go get the pie. Let's. Everybody starts running. Run.
Run, put poop on me, get pie.
Okay, so you're get running pie, towards the...
Get pie,
you,
then poop.
You take off poop. First, and you're heading towards town. Once again, there's... Once again, you see Rax, and he goes, "Hey, ho, neighbor. I hope all is well for you.
Behind the tower. You.
Said, what?
Behind the tower.
My wife's pie. Okay.
Thanks for the pie.
He does. He just sort of is a bit confused.
You speed past him. We're going to get poop.
And reach the Rax's farm. And once again, it is the only, it's sort of the only really larger size farm, which has the plum orchard next to it. There's obviously evidence of a harvest that has gone there. And you can see that his wife, which you now know, whose name is, I believe, Molly, putting out a pie onto the shelf, a rather big one, to cool when you guys come dashing up to her windowsill. There is a moment of disbelief as you pluck the plum pie.
Your husband said we can have this. Thanks.
Well, I what did you... Oh, well, she doesn't.
You're a lovely woman.
Is there a bucket along our run? Like, is there like a bucket or a vessel, or something like you could grab on the way, like an empty or a spittoon? Anything
not
like
really
that?
Not a spittoon, but you do know that
a spittoon.
That well, that girl who saw him at the water well is still hasn't quite gotten to the well. Ooh. But you can pass her on the way there. Her name's
There's
Paula.
A bucket.
Yes.
A
well.
You can take her bucket, which is empty.
I would love to. I was like, excuse me, Ella, thanks. I need this bucket.
Who the heck?
You're very nice.
She waves and sits there looking bewildered as you dash out with her bucket. You have pie in hand. Darg, that pie smells really good.
As we're running.
I stand between Darg and the pie.
As we're running, it's like, you go and start talking. You start knocking on the door. We'll get the extra guano in this bucket for you and dump it on you when we get back. That way it doesn't get on the pie.
All right.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, I shall take care of this, my friend.
Darg looks at Brains. What's happening?
No. You two don't talk. Go.
We have to cover ourselves with poop before Quivoin kills me again.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so
and we heard there is unlimited magical soup at the top of the tower.
Brilliant.
Soup.
Unlimited magical soup.
I hope this is worth me getting covered with feces of a dragon.
You're the only bard, and you'll be the only bard in living history who can claim it.
That's not something you really want. That's something like Darg would be happy about.
Tell him it was some sort of other excrement, like semen or something.
This better be better than the bar. Yeah.
We're saying this as we're running.
Yeah. So you run to the square, past the well, past the blazing dragon, the blazing breath dragon, in and into the guano pit. Behind it, which of course, like I said, is a nose curling, stomach turning, vile pit of just rotting dragon dung, and you begin swirling around them.
And fill the bucket.
I hate this bar.
This is the worst. Hey, you missed.
You do
spot.
It for fun.
Not dragon poop.
I'd like to imagine my that our voices are getting higher as they speed up.
Right. We'll just say they are.
Thanks, dear.
Ballo Banefire, you.
Yes.
Step up to the tower door and knock.
Hello.
He opens the door, looks down. The troll with all of his nice waistcoat and his severed heads and limbs. And he looks bored until he just sort of takes a deep breath and then looks right at you. Yes, what can I do for
you? I happen to have this pie, this beautiful plum pie. That I'm willing to trade for entrance for me and my friends into this tower, unmolested.
Well, you did bring a pie. Oh, she does make exquisite pies.
Yes, she does. It's so good.
Let me just hold it for a second.
No, I step back. I say, you, my friend, we must make a deal first. You know she makes exquisite pies. I give it to you. You eat it, and you have... You must bind me with your oath, and the pie is yours. To the terms
no trick will be given. My word is my bond. I will let you and your friends pass for that pie. You know, I never get to leave.
Unmolested.
By me?
Yes, by
done.
You.
Done. Give me the pie.
I hand him the pie.
You're not even hot.
You are a filthy dwarf, you know that.
Actually, he's clean. He hasn't had a chance to get in a smithy.
Is this the point where we rush up with the bucket?
I forgot you were clean. And he goes, and then he says, you're an oddly clean dwarf. And he just sits down by the pie beside the door. You just see a blur of movement behind you and think your name is being but it's like, gosh.
My mouth is open!
Slatter. You are slathered at so high speed by a bunch of hands covering you with dragon poo. And then the world slows down. And you see Graham slowly turning with a piece of pie, looking towards the door with the eyebrow raised. And
okay, my friends, we will be unmolested. I have made the deal. Let us go. And I start going up the stairs.
Too late. I already molested you.
What? Right. What? You did what? I attack brains. This is not going to work now.
You see, everywhere is covered with
covered with poo. That's
special
this is
attention
not my
to
essence,
your.
By the way, I want to let everybody know this does not count as essence.
You speed up the stairs and then cross the laboratory that I described before, which consists of various tables, people and creatures, and various states of vivisection. A number of jars, bottles, tomes, books, other items that are in the room and the staircase across on the other side. Using the clear path where most of the drains are, you're able to speed across that stairway and head up. And you enter the chamber at the top of the tower. It is filled once again also with all sorts of boxes, books, and strange objects. On the floor lies an old man dressed in long wizard's robes. Next to him sits a naked human-like creature whose skin glows like the surface of the sun. It's even hard to look at him. It's almost blinding. The creature's eyes are empty, black sockets from which a sulfuric black smoke billows. The man on the floor as slowly crawls towards a letter lying in front of a crackling fireplace in the corner. Time seems to revert back to normal, almost as you cross the threshold. And the man mumbles, "Burn the contract. Throw it in the fire." The other creature turns and smiles at you. "Nice of you to drop in. And to whom do I have the honor of speaking?"
"Hi, my name's Darg."
"Yes, Darg.
I heard there was magical soup up here."
"Oh, Dane reaches in his pocket and puts on his circlet. Is that
brains?
Answer enough?
Brains? Does the flute start playing? Yeah.
The flute does not start playing, but Fiend Crusher's red stone glows with a brilliance.
So I'm Brains, but you can call me Reginald.
Yes, of course,
what?
Reginald.
Reginald?
My, you've changed since that injury.
What is... Okay, this is interesting. What?
I think it's a demon.
Oh, come now.
A creature of darkness?
No, it's very bright.
I shine like the sun. A giver of things.
Ooh.
Desires.
Giver of soup? I was promised magic soup.
We are on the clock right now. We need to figure this out.
He snaps his fingers and says, "Do not worry about that. Let's talk.
I'm just curious why you're here. It's so very rarely we get visitors all the way at the top nowadays, or nowadays, I suppose.
What is this curse, that entropy, this repeating pattern?
Curse? It's a promise made. Keeping this. My word. And that's what I do.
That's what I do. That's what I
do. A deal has been made and it's being kept. Why do you worry? The old man continues to point.
So he's pointing out a piece of paper?
Contract, which he can't quite reach. Burn it.
I'll move forward.
Mm-hmm. If you could get us the piece of a statue that we're looking at.
Okay.
We just wish to get that and leave. I don't know what this contract you have with this whatever is, but if that could be arranged where we just get that and leave this, whatever your contract is with him. It is not with us. We will be part this whatever thing you've set up.
Well, let's see. I can let you take whatever treasure you like from this room, including the piece of statue, if it's here. The only thing I ask is that you do not burn the contract and break that particular rule, because that's nothing that has involved you. And a single favor from each and every one of you.
And what would that favor be?
It will be determined at some time in the future.
Oh,
sword comes out.
Favor.
The sword comes out.
Oh, I don't like those favors.
Astrid and I don't make deals with demons. I'd like to roll to attack.
You'd be surprised. So we'll begin the deal.
I know what my character's doing.
So, Dane.
Yes. Seven.
Seven. Brain.
Four.
Ooh, that's all right.
Sig.
Nine.
Oof. Good, because I don't know what the fuck everybody's doing.
Five.
Darg.
Three.
He's going to get a one.
Let me just check and see. Corinne.
Ten.
Ten.
Fitting.
And four. Oh.
We didn't for get the this demon.
two. One, two, three, eight, and six.
Oh.
Fuck.
No, I thought I was three.
One, two, eight, and six. You are three. So.
One, two. Eight,
you've six. Chosen to raise your sword and wish to attack.
It's what the knights of old would have done.
The knights of old would have burned Baylor the tower is, to the ground.
Sort of surprised, but.
All right. So,
understands.
Let's see. For, let's see, that's...
Shoot, I need dice.
I will yes.
Oof, heavy dice.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
No, there's no randomness here. What do you... Oh, God damn it.
Well, all right then.
I didn't raise a sword. I'm like, who? Dang, Chris,
he raises a finger and points it at you.
Who?
Dane.
No, my friend.
Some words come from his mouth, some incantation from a dimension of darkness and pain and misery, of loss and the rebirth of exquisite, unending agony.
So he's singing a country western song.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. And the victim. You cannot dodge this, but you are struck with amnesia. You forget your own name. You forget who these other people are in this room with you. You do not know anything more than that.
Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
My circlet of demon protection.
Unfortunately, a circlet is helpful against demons. It halves all damage from their attacks, rounding up.
Oh.
But it will not protect you from curses. I'm sorry.
Okay, well...
You forget who you are, who these people are, and why you're here.
Not really different from, like, regular Dane.
Well, he has absent mind. He doesn't have complete amnesia.
I mean, Dane on a bad day, wakes up the wrong side of the, you know, sleeping bag.
And that's for one. And for two, he will point his finger and... not at you, Elf. But at the Wolfkin. He's got the Warhammer with the demon and pointed you.
Okay.
And once again, casting his word, he clenches his hands, and you feel as if the very life vitality is being drawn out of you. The victim becomes one category older in age.
Oh, Jesus.
You can check page 24 to see how that affects
any particular stats.
So you should be
an adult.
Adult now. Skill levels do not change, but just, you know, just that there's any kind of particular rooting stats. Oh, dear. Oh, is it really? Oh, wow. Oh. And that's permanent, okay.
Oh, permit.
Wow. Wow.
I guess our luck's run out.
And that's two.
Three? I don't go till nine. All this shit happened way before I had any input.
Yeah.
Just, I know, right?
Darg, you've seen him point at Dane and then reach around and look and pull at, you know, There's nothing immediately perceptive, I guess you'd have to, you know, about what...
Does he get, like, gray muzzle fur?
No, because he was very young. He just he's an adult. So there's very little change as far as that you can notice immediately.
I get a goatee.
And Dane just sort of staggers there for a second and begins looking around a bit confused.
So Darn will basically turn and look at Brains and goes, what's happening? So I'm going to give you my initiative.
Okay.
To Brains. I can do that, right, in this game, right? I can exchange initiatives.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's just like, what's happening? So
but that's, he just that's goes, so you're just he's going to go in three and you're going to go in four.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, are you okay? Maybe I should. Well, yeah. Yes, that's what he's going to do.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. It doesn't cost you anything to exchange initiative, so it's really just, you know, changing the turn order.
I never even got to demon's name.
Ix.
What?
Ix.
Ix?
Metagame, I just figured he's got that hammer. He can.
I wasn't certain how to pronounce it, but it sounds good.
All right, so I'm going to.
Weep. Oh.
So I'm going to go. You're mine, you demon. You're mine now. And I just take a big whiff, and I'm designating him as my my prey.
Ooh, get him.
So I'm spending three willpower points, but that's my action.
Spending the three willpower points. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess it's my turn again.
Yeah.
Yes, Dark. It is your turn again.
Damn it.
Good job.
So super attacked.
Right. No one's attacked. As of yet. No one has done that little deed yet. No. If it helps, gentlemen, I can give you a quick picture of what, you know, of the space. Sure. It's not particularly going to be anything that's going to be amazing, but that is the tower. You can see the poor wizard lying on the floor, the contract the fireplace on the far side. You are by the stairs, the bookshelves and tables around the wall. That little figure right here in front of him is the demon that shines like a golden sun. With pits of black sulfur for eyes.
Fuck.
There is, at this point, no particular obvious statuette sticking out anywhere, but, you know.
Gotcha. So, Darg will run across the room.
Mm-hmm.
and grab. Yes,
that's that the is.
Isn't he a beauty?
That's all right. That's gross.
I'm just trying to share.
It's like, so just for the listeners, it's like pale, hairless, with like these.
I am not green.
It's Mr. Burns.
Gas coming out of there.
Shine like this. He shines like the golden sun from his pale, milky skin.
Ugh. All right, so Darg will run across the room and grab up the fallen guy and start running. Basically, with him and between him and the demon, and say, "What you know? I just wanted soup." And he's going to start moving with him towards that piece of paper, but he's going to put that guy. Yes, I'm using the old man up as a human shield. Yes.
Oh, towards the brilliant. Paper.
So just, also, I mean, do I need to roll anything to pick up a old guy crumpled on the floor?
No. I wouldn't say, I mean, you, yeah, just, well, no, I mean, you, no, I think you have sufficient strength because you're a pretty strong guy. You can probably pick up this old failed man who.
One-handed, probably.
Yeah, he does not look good, yeah.
But yeah, I just like, run through there. I go, I just wanted soup. And I pick him up the old guy and kind of hold him in front of me.
Okay.
That's my turn. I'm sorry, it's not more interesting.
That isn't, it, you know what? It's, you do you, and don't you apologize. All right. So, Balor. Balor, I'm sorry.
Oh, Balor Banefire. Looks confused, but... So, is there a lit fire in this room?
There is a fireplace across the room from the opposite side from the staircase. If you want, I can show you again where that is real quick.
No, I saw it. So, yeah. So is it conceivable he can reach and throw the map on one turn into the fire?
I believe you have enough movement to do that. One thing I should also make note of, I'm sorry, gentlemen, that once the combat started, it seemed as if, you know, that sort of quiet, unusual sort of stillness in the world instantly ceased. And, you know, just so you know, like maybe time is flowing again. Anyway, right. Yes, but you can, yeah, you think you could probably snatch up the contract and get in the fire.
All right. Baylor will run as fast as he can, full day, whatever move, to grab that contract and get it into that fire.
Okay.
See if he can burn it.
Well, I'm going to have to try and interfere, I suppose.
You leave me no choice. Does I need to roll?
Yes.
Something. I got to roll something, because I can't, like, run and throw it in. I'm going to have to...
What I want is really just, you know, I mean, you probably, the movement, I think, is not going to be a particular problem. It's picking up and getting it in the fire.
Yes.
Yeah, so why don't we give me a...
athletics or acrobatics?
Probably a sleight of hand, I guess, is the more slips thing, because you're going to need to pick it up and toss it in the flames.
Even chance. Oh! 18. My skill's 10.
You snatch up the letter. Or... You try to snatch up the letter, and it slides away under the table. God!
Curses! If I only had my essence upon me, not this shit!
Alright. So that's five. Well, sixes. You run and try and get the envelope. I mean, the letter, didn't you?
Oh, I'm next, I know.
I don't really want you to do that. So, I will simply need to... I need you to make a will roll at a bane.
Oh, fuck. All right, roll twice. All right. Eight. One. Roll. All right. Oh, I failed with the demon.
You failed with a demon?
With a demon. I made the first one, but I failed with the demon.
Okay.
No, I failed either way, actually. Yeah.
So
I gotta pick a condition, right?
No. Well, yes.
It's so much worse.
We'll do that later.
But no, it's fine. I'll just pick the condition and be, like, you know, party, sickly.
For the rest of the party, Balor, having missed a letter, you know, he's sort of turning and he catches just the glimpse. Look, just like the demon just sort of looks at him and, you know, or doesn't really, just sort of, I mean, looks at him and then he turns and you, and Balor's skin almost turns to slightly glowing and his eyes have almost sort of smoky coal from it as he snatches at the letter and moves back from behind the table, drawing his weapon, burnishing and keeping it away from the rest of the party, but going nowhere near that fireplace.
I have the letter now. It's my precious.
As he appears to be possessed by some aspect of the demon, but the demon is still sitting there in front of you, crouched.
Just a second. Let me mark my demon down, just in case survived to make a skill roll.
You are just possessed. I'll see if there's anything else. Ooh.
Something
massive incontinence.
It appears to be massive, violent, incompetent.
Incompetence is the right word.
Unfortunately, I have toilet paper in my hand. I can wipe myself off.
Yeah. You've been. It's, no one's going to notice. You're covered with dragon dung. I mean, come on. You're okay. You, I mean, not okay, but yeah, you know,
nobody's going to notice.
But yes, you will lose your next turn as you are possessed by the demon. And we'll do his
fair
bidding.
Fair enough.
And he's this bidding his to snatch up
this
the contract.
This is going swimmingly well.
To punish her away. All right. That's sixes.
Seven.
Sevens.
Dane.
You don't know where you are. You don't know who you are. There's a lot of confusing things going on. And you smell god-awful.
Do I? I don't remember.
Well, you don't remember. You don't remember who you are, but you know that you might have. But you don't remember if you shit yourself. You know, you have no idea what's going on. Everything looks really bad. It's like you're in some sort of weird poop fest, and you don't know.
Where am I? What is going on here? What? Why am I holding this sword?
Dane, there's a demon. It's trying to kill us.
You have to kill the wolfen. He's trying to kill you and your friends.
There you go.
I don't know why we're here.
So, I you just made me dark. You made me dark. Thanks. So, Malcolm, would it be okay to assume that Dane still has like his talents and his instincts, like, but no memory of who he was?
Let me. Yeah. So basically, you have forgotten your name and who the other characters are.
Right.
But you have no memory whatsoever. Dane, you have all the items you have. And the thing is to try and remember. I mean, you could probably spend some time using an awareness to try and figure out something about who you are, but based on where you're dressed. But you are currently also covered with dung, so how do you want to do that?
Well, so Dane is a scholar at heart, and he loves reading and knowledge. So he's going to read the closest thing to him, which is his sword. The runes on his sword.
Well, that's fine.
I mean, that's it, like I don't. There's nothing else for him to read other than his books which are put away.
Your books are put away. You're burnishing a sword. You're wearing golden. Well, under that shit, it could be golden armor. But there is a sword, Astrid there.
Yeah. So he'll take his turn reading what's on the sword.
You read the word, the name. Not knowing any better and not really caring, you say it out loud, I suppose.
Of course.
Why don't you roll me a d4?
I'm going to roll this special d4.
What does that mean? Is that guy like something?
I uncovered this from being locked in a box of Dark Sun for almost 2 decades.
You're going to use a Dark Sun? Okay, go ahead.
1.
Do you recall that you got this sword somewhere and that it is useful and that something dangerous is coming about? Like you need to do something, but you haven't quite got it all, but you do know that the sword can be helpful here. I'll leave it at that as far as what you want to do.
I try to recall more and keep reading, so I guess that would be my turn.
All right. Let's see, it's sevens. Eights.
It's the demon again, right?
Yes, the demon again.
Again.
All right.
Well, we've met a demon, now we have to meet a dragon.
Shut up. If you recall what happens outside in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, about to say, we've already met the dragons.
He will stare at Quivering and his eyes will bellow jets of sulfuric smoke towards him, enveloping the mage. Well, I guess maybe he didn't make it here. We'll just say it's, because that's not true. I didn't really include him in the count, so we'll just say it was, what's her name? Corinne. Right. And she will take a damage from this.
Uh-oh, she's
dead. We may have just lost Corinne.
God damn it.
Oh, dear God. There is a horrible scream from within the smoke that dies horribly. And suddenly I go,
No.
And then all you see is part of the lyre slide out. As the smoke dissipates, there is nothing but a pow of what was someone, possibly. And she is gone.
We call it pulling a Reginald.
PB goes, good. One less to kill. That's possessed Baylor, PB.
Yeah, we got
nine.
It. Wait, nine?
Mm-hmm.
There seems to have been a very large misunderstanding here. We just want a piece of a statuette. I don't know what is happening. Got my arms raised.
Are you going to try a persuasion roll or bluffing or something? Or just hope that your gumption and goodness will work this out?
I'm hoping my gumption and goodness will do it because my rolls are shit. But I'm happy to try persuasion.
Probably either. I'd probably suggest a performance or persuasion. I mean, a performance roll or something.
Oh, yeah, they're both the same. 4.
Okay, go ahead and try it.
Oh. So, let's see what this one is. 9. Nope. I don't even know these assholes.
Well, do you want the favor or not? Will you give me the favor? Tick tock, and you can hear the roar of dragons in the distance. Tick tock, tick tock.
Should I really consider the favor now if we'll just be repeating this conversation in just a few more moments?
Oh, you know, I could maybe let you out. You can go about your business. Be free to roam around. Take your statue here and you can go.
It's your business here with the old man is none of mine.
Exactly. And yet, Listless here chose to interfere.
Had to enter the room first.
Do you wish to make the deal? Elf?
The deals with demons tend not to do well for my kind.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Some of your kind have done really well with demons. Unless you think I'm a liar, of course.
I have my concerns about that.
Well, that's a good way to start. The dragons are getting closer.
Well, then, I fear...
And you can see what standing against me does.
It seems though we would have more time to figure this out.
Or we can begin this all again.
Yes.
But you just have to stand here and burn.
I just jump out the
window.
It's
okay, I don't mind watching.
Just jump out the window.
No, I just jump out the window.
There's no window, there's just the arrow slit.
It's just the arrow slit.
Bang! Ow!
Brain yourself. Oh, like me. We'd be twins.
Then I throw my knife.
Yeah.
There's literally nothing else. This has gone sideways.
Okay.
Let's see. It's a success.
Okay. He makes no attempt to avoid the knife.
Okay. I just want to see what happens. With my whole 2 damage.
He takes his finger across the room and licks it against him and he's just like, yes, let's begin again.
Shall you say, see you in a few moments?
If you make it this far. Mm-hmm. Think about what you've done. How well it's gone. And then there is a crackling, a shaking of the tower. The fire erupts and the ceiling blasts and the dragons burn the whole tower and everyone who's still living in it alive.
Lots of screams.
Lots of screams. Except for some of you.
Just wanted soup!
Brothers. It is... what a sudden restart. Once again, your party is gathered at the event horizon where you first entered.
What? Dane, what the hell?
Hot, stop!
What the hell?
Everybody, stop.
I'm not going anywhere.
Dane? Roll me a d4, please.
All right. 4.
You are not sure who these people are. No, I'm kidding. Yes. Well, actually, you're not sure who these people are and who you are for the first couple of seconds. And then it comes rushing back. And a simple whisper.
There, done, there, done, there.
And some woman's voice.
What? What?
Sorry, Quiverwing looks at me and goes, terribly sorry, I kind of was having trouble at the pit. I didn't get up to the tower in time. What did I miss?
So much.
Not doing that again is all this.
Is that there is no magic soup in the top of the tower.
Is Corinne
no
here?
Magic soup. So
Corinne is here.
Yeah, Corinne's here, and she's like, I am not going back up in that tower.
So
that's how we get out of here, right?
So my character's just back, right?
Yeah, we're all just back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but does my character remember anything about being possessed?
You remember one moment you were trying to grab that letter, and the next you feel as if like hot coals were being poured into your mouth and eyes.
Oh, that was a very unpleasant feeling.
And that voice of the demon saying, and now you are mine.
Am I still older?
You were still older.
Oh, God damn it.
You look a little different, a little gray around the ears. Mm.
So what we happened? Do what we did before.
No.
It's my opinion.
We're not going back.
Well, that's
this did
how
not
we
end
get out
well.
Of here.
No, because somebody pulled their sword and decided to attack without telling us. Why did you do that, Dane?
Why? Because centuries of history tell you, you never make a deal with a demon.
We weren't going to make a deal with a demon.
A thousand years of Dragon Empire novels say never make a deal with a demon.
We could have. The map was the key, and we didn't have a chance to get it because you acted
rashly.
So
we just have to. We just have to distract him, and one of us has to take the map.
No, right? He's expecting us now. This is the his contract. Game. He knows us. We're going to come. Knows we're going to come in, and take it. So we're at a disadvantage now.
Are we?
I believe so.
First off. Being probably one of the last ones who was aware of everything that happened before we were destroyed by the fire is...
I'm sorry, I was consumed by something that wasn't... Anyway, go on.
Going in aggressively failed terribly. I understand your decisions to not want to make a deal with the demon, nor do I, but we better have a better plan than I'm going to draw a sword on it.
Okay. Well, if we are going to make a plan, then we should probably go to the drawing.
Yes,
What's the
we
drawing?
Should.
Run.
Yes, come quickly.
Yep.
Follow Starg.
Okay.
So you all go to the stone carved relief of the dwarf to Mormel the Tall monument and the time bubble there?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That was a perfectly reasonable reaction to the situation.
No, it wasn't.
But we all died horribly.
I read a lot of stories, and all of those stories tell you a few things, and one of them is never make a deal with a demon, and two, any story about anyone in these situations has always fought that demon. There's two. You make a deal or you fight them. And I'm sorry I did the other, but we need a plan. And you're right. I won't do that again.
No, so, I agree with Dane. I will not be bound to some creature's will to ask upon me. I am free. I am Darg.
Free to eat soup.
Do not wish to make a deal with the demon. However, I do not want to die in burning dragon fire in perpetuity.
I have a theory. Would anyone like to hear it?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Can we stop
and
you?
I apologize. So he sits down and he takes out his notes and he's like, I have a feeling that that wizard knew he was going to die. And he made a deal somehow to prevent that. And I think that's what this time loop is.
Yes, I agree.
That he made a deal with the demon to never die or to never be consumed, but never go to the emperor or never something. But honoring the letter of that deal would be this time loop, in which he would live the last day of this life forever. And I think what the wizard said is that is the key. So how do we destroy that contract?
How about if we just kill the wizard?
Yeah, right. What if he dies? Then the demon didn't...
If we kill the wizard, the time loop will still occur because the goal is for the wizard to keep reliving his death. If we kill the wizard, get murdered by the dragons again, and we wake up here again. Perhaps if we destroy the contract, maybe we have the opportunity.
So what if we bring our own fire?
I have arrows specifically designed to be dipped in oil and lit. I think maybe the combination of...
stay lit while we're moving so fast.
Hmm. Well, we're not... I'm stupid. I'm not going to say anything.
Or stop right before we get in the demon's room and light it.
We're not moving fast. It's just time is different, but that's not... Brain saying that's Nathan saying it.
Yeah, well.
No, things do move fast because remember the arrow would catch fire if I launched it.
Oh, Well, shit.
It's actually accelerating us.
Yeah, I couldn't run covered in shit because my legs weren't covered and there were three different raids and all that. Okay. So you are being brains.
But it doesn't work in his room. We were all moving the same speed. In the wizard's room.
That was the demon's action.
Or
the demon took care of the time.
Well, and Quiverwing might be able to help with this. A demon's magic counteracts a dragon's magic. And if the dragon's dung has magical properties that is causing us to accelerate or ignore part of this time field, maybe the demon is counteracting it with his magic. Would that be...
Maybe we need to bring more poop with us.
The poop didn't do too well for Corinne.
I think it doesn't work well once we're past a certain threshold.
Yeah. Either way, we're going to slow down in his presence. So, how do we go about... Do we all just have the same goal when we go in? To destroy this contract no matter what? Work
My
as a team?
My question with the contract... If we destroy the contract, that will break the time thing? And if we do that and someone dies...
Yes, that's what I was
we're
thinking.
We're dead.
We might be stuck with whatever happens. Look what's already happened to the brain. Some of this is already permanent.
Will that drive I mean, I don't know these things. You're the smart one. Will destroying the contract drive the demon out, or will we still have to fight it?
I suspect destroying the contract will anger the demon, and we might be its next victim as a result.
Right.
I all too well. Maybe someone can do a better job of convincing it than I can with my measly four.
I'm for trying to destroy the contract.
That makes sense to me. I mean, that's what the wizard said, right?
Yes, but he was a bad
person. But if we destroy the
contract,
the day doesn't repeat, and then the dragons kill us.
Can I make a Myths and Legends roll, perhaps?
Yes. So,
to recall anything about demon contracts and.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes.
Okay. I rolled a dragon. Oh, no, sorry, 20. So.
Demon.
Demon, that's I rolled really a demon.
There's always a way out of a demon contract. The heroes usually do it.
Apparently.
Using the golden rule.
Can I push the roll?
I
Can I push the roll?
Can you push when you have a demon?
You can never push a demon roll. You can never push a demon roll. I'm sorry.
Yeah, all right, so I can't. I don't recall.
There is a way, but it takes is a cup of water from a fresh spring and a good heart.
All right, so we go
in. We're going to find a good heart.
I have a good heart. We should go.
Dane has a good heart.
And maybe Brains and I and then the Balefire, we can distract it with our weapons and... You guys can burn it and see what happens.
So we can repeat the process again.
So your plan is to dash in there after cover. We should give the pie.
How about a burning arrow? I like that idea.
And don't we lose something for going back around again?
We get a condition, right?
You get a condition,
right? Yeah.
If you use the rest period, you can rest in here to get rid of that building complex. So that's why I'm not going to much start calculating those. I'm assuming you guys are. Doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But understanding that by doing so, you are eating up time. So it's like, it's all just sort of taken into effect. And that's why the cycles may seem faster. But I'm assuming that you guys are taking some time to get rid of your conditions before proceeding on, regardless if you're getting mud on yourself, picking up the pie, running up the stairs, all that stuff. So who's
burning the contract?
If our goal is to burn the contract, then I suggest Dane and I attempt to do so with our fire arrows.
Maybe I can try to distract it, the demon.
All right.
I can help, says Corinne. As long as it's not like shoot me or burn me with your sulfuric eyes.
I mean, I'm getting toasted by dragons like every day, so this is not going to be any worse.
It felt worse.
Mm. Well, I could try to talk to it.
It felt so much worse.
All right. Our decisions are our big problem is, do we burn the contract or not burn the contract? Yes.
Who's our sneakiest?
Me. It's a tough. Shit.
It'd be brave.
All right. I am going to activate my heroic ability.
Pickling.
Intuition.
Sorry.
Yes.
When faced with a difficult decision, you can activate this ability to ask a question directly to the GM and receive a helpful answer.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the answer represents your vast general knowledge and should only aid your decision making, not reveal everything there is to know. General knowledge. So.
But does it say which GM do you have to. Oh, okay.
Dun, dun, dun. Duh.
Yes, so Dane.
Dane spends 3 willpower points and activates intuition.
Intuition activated.
Form of intuition.
Form of a question.
Yeah.
So, Dane.
Yes. Well,
Nathan, I'll take this one since I'm running this time.
Do I get a discount?
Well, if you have Nathan answer the question. since he's not running this one,
whatever.
You get a 1-point discount. But yeah, so what is the question that you want to ask?
The question is,
if you're ready for that.
To get to get us out of the situation, what do I think is more appropriate? Burn the contract or not burn the contract?
The one thing you are aware of is that the contract is between the demon and the wizard. The nature of the contract is what you do not know. The only thing you'll be probably doing is ending that contract and how it, you know, it doesn't mean that it change how it's manifested or what happens or the nature of it. Who knows? But what, you know, the only person who gets out of that contract by you destroying it is probably the wizard. Will that mean that you guys just being there will also be free of it as well? You can't say. But understand the facts that this wizard, by according to history, does die. This town, according to history, is destroyed. This time loop seems to happen just before it's destroyed and continues and starts over again in that same cycle. So basically, the town is going to be destroyed regardless, it seems. So you think that if the contract is burned, the wizard will get out of it. The town will still see the same fate, so will the tower.
He was an important wizard.
Yeah, he was.
He was a powerful wizard.
He was a powerful, important sorcerer in the service of the Dragon Emperor. He betrayed the Dragon
Emperor.
Maybe
we free him, and he can send the demon back.
But what did he do in his betrayal?
And it should be noted that the Kratos, the Curious, is a very old... Look, you know, you saw him on the floor. He was a very old man. He looked like he was in a bad way. But you don't know if, you know, can you save him if you spare the contract, or how would you get him out of there? Or I don't really know. You don't really know. But burning the contract is going to disrupt the contract between him and the demon. But you know, understand that the burning and destruction of this town happens outside of that contract. That is the Emperor's decree to destroy this tower and this town as a punishment for a betrayal.
Darg's like scratching his head. He's kind of like, you can see it's hurting. It's like something's hurting in his brain. He's like, well, maybe. He's like, you guys are looking for something. Well, I thought you found it already in that other place, but I don't know. But maybe you should find that first. Like, what if you do the burny thing and then it burns, but we don't have that thing you're looking for, the rock or whatever. Like, do we need to find that first?
We could theoretically take a few loops and search the entire tower before the demon's room.
Or even in there, right? Like, it kind of sucks, but...
Are there other rooms?
One person can distract the demon while the rest of us look.
I'd be happy to tell him a story of some of my exploits.
One can hopefully engage the demon in some sort of engaging conversation that will interest the demon.
Oh, I have great tales of soup and horrors.
Was that horrors or?
Yes.
Yes.
Ah. Please also make note that I don't think this wizard is a very nice person.
I think that based on all of your observations with passing through the laboratory on the floor just below this, you do not believe him to be a very good, a nice person. As a matter of fact, you're quite certain of this, Siggy, having seen one of his victims try to speak to you with their lungs pulled out and everything else.
Yes, he's not a...
So he's... You know, and the townspeople are... one of them did say he likes to look inside people. Ooh. And you don't know sure if they were aware of the vivisections or they just simply accepted it as being the crazy nature of this sorcerer overlord over them.
Not like they could do anything about
it. As far as the Emperor's opinion, his idea was simply setting the entire valley on fire and just to scorch earth.
Only betrayal, way to be sure.
To be for this betrayal.
Well, let's go find that rock. And then burn the contract.
So the same plan with the poop and with the dragon poop and the dung, pie. The poop and the pie, we go in, do we search the tower on the way up?
Name of the episode.
Poop in the pie.
So do we search the tower on the way up? Yes?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
I say yeah. Yes, because right. We're fast anyway.
It might take us a couple of loops then. You understand that?
I think
it is what it is. We have
as long as we have loops remaining to us, we might as well explore all our options.
All right. So then the plan will be go, explore, time runs out, loop, come here, rest, go back, loop again, up, search, rinse and repeat.
Yes. Why this statue?
The statue is the key to the temple in Outskirt.
There's a magic sword.
Yes.
Perhaps maybe we should go over that one more time, I guess, in the future. But
Darg was not with us. There's a crypt, and it is theoretically the location of the sword of the Dragon Emperor.
So the sword of Umduraman was forged by the Dragon Emperor Eridane 800 years ago, when the world was a battlefield between dragons and demons. It is a blade of life and is made to maintain the balance between order and chaos. The weapon is for the free and the unbound against the ever-encompassing evil. In the wrong hands, of course, though, Umduraman can become a weapon of tyranny, an instrument of demonic darkness, or draconic fire, depending on who has the sword. After Eladane's death, the sword was buried in a crypt that can only be opened with a special key, a statuette that has been split into four pieces, and one for each direction under Eladane's rule. It is believed that the crypt is in Outskirt, the village of Outskirt. And as you've encountered several cultists of Stothmark, you know that he is currently seeking to return. And Azrael Koth, his high priest and undying servant, is currently trapped somewhere and needs to be freed, and they are moving to assist his freedom and to take back the sword to use it. The sword is necessary to
sword is necessary to cure the indigestion.
Yeah.
And then and pretty much Kevin goes starts poking
dark.
And there's a lot of soup.
Are we going up there again?
There's a lot of soup up there, yes.
Alright.
And she just sort of turns and goes, I don't even know why I try. Culture. God. Gods be damned.
I like your stories. I'm glad you're not dead.
All right.
Should I be the one who can... I can confront the demon while you all search.
You got a little honorary.
I thought we were going to distract the demon.
Distraction, yes. I will tell him great stories of my travels.
He seems like a talker.
Try to do it without drawing a sword this time.
I'll try, but if anything does happen, I'm the best protected. And also, I wouldn't want to cause any harm to any of you. I want to protect you. So, I'll put myself up front, and you all search.
Oh, you know, you don't even have a shield. But
maybe Dark can make him laugh.
That'll certainly take him off guard.
Yeah. I mean, I love lots of body stories.
He's pretty funny.
If you feel like telling a story to a demon, Dark, let's give it a shot this time. Go ahead.
Why not? What's the worst that could happen?
What's our plan again?
Okay, here's the plan. As he writes it down, we go. We do the same plan we did to get into the tower, except on this time, on the way up, we search the tower thoroughly, looking for maybe a statuette piece, maybe any sign of magical transportation, anything like that. We might have to reset after that based on time. And then we go up. If we don't find the statuette piece, we get to the top.
Did you find it crazy that we just we'll just reset? We just reset. You're just literally being burned to death. Each and every time, unless, of course, you are consumed by some sulfuric Satan fire. Yes.
I had my mind wiped. Sorry,
I wish I couldn't remember any of this.
I mean, brains is destroyed by Quiverwing, so...
We have no choice. We have to figure this out.
Question. Didn't the other statuette pieces react when they were brought near each other?
No, those are the bricks. You're thinking of
bricks?
Oh wait, that's a completely different universe. I have no idea.
I thought when we brought the statuette pieces together for like near each other for the first time, they reacted.
They stick to each other, right?
Yeah, they do reheal seams.
Well, I have a couple pieces.
Okay, but they don't vibrate or anything like that.
No.
They haven't been vibrating on me.
I think they just stuck together.
Okay.
That's unfortunate.
Oh, no. Dog, no.
Suppose we drag the statue across the entire tower. Yeah.
All right, let's do this.
Let's do it. So this first iteration is the search iteration.
You go to the laboratory first, I guess. Mm-hmm. Everyone give me a spot hidden.
Spot hidden?
No. That worked so well for me last time.
Two.
That's
interesting. Two. Nice. Everybody twos. Nope,
failed. Wait.
18. 17.
This is my failure night.
I'm 2 out of 15, so I passed.
2 out of 12.
15, too. Christ.
It's interesting that the open helmet gives me a bane on awareness, but not spot hidden. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you find your ears. Mm-hmm. A map of the Tower of Mystara.
Ooh.
And the location of the spell tome of Eladoria. And then you're consumed by fire. Yeah.
But did that take us a while to find it? Like, okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yep. Because there's a lot of gross things in there. I could have you do some fear checks to see if you even are able to stay in that room, but I'm going to be nice and say that you, after some throwing up and retries and crying, some of you didn't make it, others you went through and you were searching, and it's like, oh my God, I seem to have found the pancreas of a ton of small children, you know, all kinds of things.
Oh.
Just not a good time in there. But you did find, you know, like a map of, you know, a place that was pretty interesting that's, you know, outside the valley. And the book is what Quiverwing will tell you was that is a spell book from, he's very excited, it's a spell book from the mystical lands where the mallards are supposed to have come from, that's supposed to be known for its steeped in magic of his homelands, and then you guys are burned by fire. So he's like, I gotta go there next time and stop and grab the, but he wasn't the one who found it, so it's gonna be some explaining to where that was found.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so he can grab that the next time around, right?
Yes.
And then so our next go.
So your next go, you
going
go
up
through
to do
you
the go distraction all the way up, and
he
the
stops
burn.
There. But because you don't have Quiver Ring to give extra firepower and the demon is not. No. We can start with that negotiation next week, or because the time is
minutes.
Now 20 minutes, but we can go ahead and go through it.
I think we could do it in 20 minutes.
I think we should stall until we get Quiver Ring back.
Kind of important for the mage who can melt people.
I think we should take advantage of this time and try.
Melting stick.
You say hello to Dax, Rax, you take the pie from his wife, you give the pie to Grom, you roll in the shit, you speed up the stairs, you grab the tome, you think about the map, you stumble into the room, and that's when, once again, the demon turns and looks at you and says, nice of you to drop in again. And who do I have the honor of speaking? I'm just going to do that every time, he says.
Darg will step forward. Hi, I'm Darg, and I was wondering, Darg, if I could talk to you about your tower insurance. And I was just wondering if you know this tower and bad times and dragons. So he's just going to start talking gibberish.
And begin looking at all of you. Well, Balor, do you have something to add? I mean, you're dirty, but not by the power of your god of the forge. What mastercrafts would you like to create with my help?
Oh, hey, yes, you're trying to bribe me again with the
Just giving you an offer. No one's attempting to distract you.
I am. Yeah. He is. Darg's like, let me talk about the...
Give me a bluffing roll.
I'm searching.
We want to make sure that item is up here.
Is it bluffing or persuasion?
Bluffing or performance? You're not doing anything real. You're actually just bullshitting, so it's bluffing.
Oh, shit. Well, that's different. All right, I'm still going to roll. All right.
Okay.
I need a 7 or less.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Motherfucker.
You made it?
I can't.
You can just
fail. No, I can't do the. Oh, it's.
What is it? We can't see it.
It's the side of dice.
It's a four.
We're looking at a flat plane.
It's a 20. I'm very confused. Can you just use your?
It's a one. Use your mouth.
He rolled the dragon. He rolled the
dragon.
Roll the goddamn one.
That's what you want to roll.
I know.
Dart.
Bluffing. I rolled a one.
Well, then the rest of us will start looking.
It's not a seven, right?
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
So, Doug, he's just trying to bluffing, and he seems to be distracted. You guys are just searching. You're not really looking to try and do anything else other than just search.
I don't think this first time
we're looking for the
I just want to make certain I know statuette. Exactly what you're doing. Yeah. Determine what my actions statuette. Will be.
I'm just making sure that statuette is here.
Okay, so why don't you guys give me a spot hidden then, since you're not actually helping the poor old man or burning a contract?
Nope.
Pass.
Ooh, pass. Passed. I got a four.
You find the statuette.
Oh, thank it is here.
Where is it?
So within reach, or we have to like...
No, you have to dig through a trunk and move some boxes and then go to the and unwrap the cloth at the bottom and then pull it out.
Well, this is it. This is what we're looking for.
And you hear the roar of dragons.
I found it!
Well, now we know it's here, though. I look at the demon, I go, well, at least now we know it's really here.
As the fire gets burning, and he's just sitting on the floor, just shaking his head. That is fascinating. Ow, you're gone. Oh, well. So, you know that the statuette is here?
Yes.
And when we have it, it doesn't come with us.
Oh, God, no. No, no.
Just checking.
It is not. Yeah,
we have to answer one question. Having the statue doesn't get us out.
Correct.
But we know where it's there. So in the future, let's say we defeat him and everything jumps to the future and that box is still there.
Then maybe, but like all you do know is basically the time it takes to do the search to find that statue. Even if you know, even knowing where the statue is and having you dig through all that stuff to get to it, will probably not enough time to save you. Only because he slowed down time to listen to Darg, did you have enough time to do a thorough search to begin with. As long as he was distracted, he slowed time to let you guys to sort of let things to talk to sort of stop.
I will never succeed at that role again.
You know.
Well, somebody has to be able to get over and get the contract and destroy it without.
The thing is,
he knows.
Said you guys were just trying to search the room, which did not seem to concern him as much as tower insurance being sold by Darg. Which you're not really sure he believed it, but he seemed very amused that Darg was going to try and sell him tower insurance, and that for seemed like I do love suffering. This could be something new I could use.
So there are two things that might break the time loop. One is killing the demon. One is destroying the contracts.
I don't think we're going to be able to kill this demon.
Brains is shaking his head. Why?
This is the first thing we haven't really gone all aggro, but I kind of feel like.
We call her aggro because we all got shit initiatives.
Yeah.
She'd already disabled half the party.
Also, the wizard got distracted. The wizard who melts people.
Yes.
So I think maybe if we try to somehow. We should at least try to burn the contract and see what happens there. I mean, worst thing.
If we fail, we can always make a deal. He just wants to make the deal.
Well, the worst part is if we destroy the contract and that causes the demon to be angry, restarts time, and then kills us.
Well, then the alternative is we make the deal and live with it.
Nor we kill the demon. It's just a thing, right? We hit it with stuff.
It is just a thing.
We could kill the demon and the dragons. We could kill the demon and the dragons could still come. We don't know.
Well, if the demon is the one controlling the time loop, as presumably it can, since it's the one who can slow down time while we're talking to him, killing the demon would render that power moot, and then we'd be back in our day.
Would we, or would we be trapped in the past?
Well, if the loop is a, you know, a relic of his powers.
You guys are like hurting my brain here.
Me too. I don't understand this. Let's go hit the demon.
Yeah.
All right. Having been incinerated by fire, or dragon fire again, you are...
Screams. Lots of screams.
Lots of screams. And the conditions continue to creep, and time seems to be wearing you down as far as the, as well as the desperate end that happens. I mean, literally, you are covering yourselves with shit, giving a pie to a troll that, I mean, when you guys are questioning how good he is, I mean, the troll himself, though he's wearing a nice waistcoat and so forth, literally has the heads and limbs of people who have come in here rudely. It does give you the impression that, you know, as far as Dane, I mean, I guess all of you can understand, it's like your impression of the Dragon Emperor's kingdom and its citizens obviously has to have some sort of thinking here that, you know, it's almost like it's fine as long as you're not worshipping demons, what you do. Or maybe it could be his contract with demons that has led them down the dark path. You don't really know. That aside. But you have a plan now. One of several plans that you plan on executing, and you know, you hopefully will work out. But that's all I can really, I really don't have much to say as far as wrapping up, because I really am curious to see how you guys choose to attack this problem. Unless there, I mean, is there a right or a wrong answer? The answer is, can you get out with the statue to save the rest of the valley? We will see.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And next week, Quivering comes back, gets possessed, and lightning bolts us.
That is definitely a possibility. Or he cannot be possessed and lightning bolt, and someone else gets killed. Right, Prince?
Hopefully we get better initiative cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
What was the
I have it. It's the tone. It's the map to the Tower of Mystara, and it's the location of the spelt tome of Eldoria.
What's the name of this demon?
He didn't give it to us.
Ah, oh, fuck.
Yeah. I, of course, gave my name right to him.
Yeah, I don't really know if I actually gave it to you.
You did.
You didn't, but like I got it from the token.
I just want to. I just think that should be is as opposed to ix. I like is, though.
I'll use is.
You're the GM. Yeah. You can make it.
How would you
like.
Pronounce that, though? It's just.
How is it spelled?
I'm trying to find IX.
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 Is. It could be is. Is.
Well, remember IUs? Ooze or whatever?
But Buzz. That was Buzz, OZ, yeah. though. That was UZ, yeah. though. I mean, like, is. I thought it might make sense because it's a temporal.
Sometimes X's are like the J sound. Ij.
I'm not going to go with jizz.
The demon jizz.
Now you put your foot down.
So I think I may just go with is.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's do some rolls.
Oh my God. If you want to entertain yourselves, go to Google Translate. Pick Swedish as the language. And type in IX, and then listen to how they pronounce it.
Is it like Hershey Bershka Bershka Bershka?
Sometimes I think that's a bad idea, but I'm going to...
It's very Swedish Chef.
It's like a sound effect.
Is it just a sound effect, really?
Yes.
This segment brought to you by Cultural Insensitivity.
Yeah, I'm like... I might just have you guys just like tell me
what Elix. Elix. That's something. Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
My circlet of demon protection.
Oh, I'll do check that. I'm sorry. That might just be from damage, but we never know. You know, it could be something very tasteful. Let's see. There we know. That's crazy.
Cut this stuff out.
I love the soul song that Tyr sings whenever we have like.
Doesn't it help?
It's nice, yeah. Like I do this when you start doing it. Well, man.
It's great. You're gonna splice it into like a 10-minute song at one.
I don't know why I haven't done that yet.
Unfortunately.
No, all right. Questions?
No.
Yes.
No, we're not. It just. Did you participate in the game session?
Yes.
Did you explore a new location?
Yes. Actually, yes, we did.
Yeah.
Yes. Did you defeat one or more dangerous adversaries?
Nope.
Yes. Well, we got past the.
We did.
The troll.
Well, but isn't that the other thing though? The
did you overcome an obstacle without using force?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Did you give in to your weakness to fire? Yes. No. I'm
kidding. No. I did not this time.
No.
Was I boasted? I don't think I boasted.
No, I didn't. I didn't get a chance to.
Nobody ever lies to me.
Oh,
I think you were too humble after getting roasted.
I'm very interested in this tower insurance.
3 seconds.
Yeah.
Want to hear all about it. I'm sure Cato does too, don't you, Cato?
And
so what was that? Okay, so played, explored, used something other than combat to defeat.
Defeat or overcome. It's overcome. It's basically, participate, new location, overcome an obstacle without force.
And then I got
And you've got a demon, and someone's got a dragon.
I got a dragon. Right? So which one's the good one?
The good one is a dragon. Dragons,
I got the dragon.
Dragons are order, demons are chaos. So, let's go with some rolls, and I wish you all the best.
Do you mind if I go first?
Sure. No. Sure, go.
All right, well, offer my demon, or my dragon on bluffing. I have a 7, and I rolled a 16, so my bluffing goes up to 8.
Yay.
I have 3 more. Let's see. What else did Darg do?
Eat a pie.
So Nathan?
He ran around. Gorgeous. So I'm going to try a harder one. I'm going to try to do acrobatics, which I have a 13. And roll the 3. Nope.
This map is just...
he tried to spot hidden. He has a 6 in that, and I roll an 8. So spot hidden goes to 7, and I have 1 more.
Yeah, and it's a pretty big book.
What else did he do? He tried to evade by using that guy as a shield, so I'll try evade. I have a 12. And I rolled a 17, so I got it. Holy crap.
Should have tried your pursuit.
So my evade goes up to 13.
So your evade goes up, your bluffing went up.
Bluff went up, evade went up, and spot hidden went up. Wow, 3 of 4. I mean, they're all low, except for the 1.
It is dark, but you know, like tiny improvements are still appreciated.
Yes.
Now talking about mediocre improvements, go ahead, Sean.
Of course. So I roll my demon on sleight of hand, which I have a 10. I'm going to try and raise that. And I rolled a 12, so it goes up to 1, about to 11.
All right.
My second thing will be, since I use spot hidden, I'm going to roll my spot hidden, because I have 4, 3 left. Spot hidden's at 15. I'm going to try and raise it 17. Ooh. And next I'll use, since we did a lot of running, I'll use acrobatics too. That's a 10. I want to try and raise it. I rolled a 10. So that doesn't go up?
No, it does not.
So that my last change. One I'll be.
Matt, real quick.
That's fine. My last one will be bluffing, which is at 4. I'm going to try and raise it. I never get it to go up. And I rolled 10. I got it to go up. So it's at a 5. Nice. All right.
I was going to be so I'm very done. Saddened if you didn't.
I know. I failed twice trying to raise it, so.
Chris?
Matt, real quick, what were the skills that you had?
Bluff to 8, evade to 13, and spot hidden to 7.
Thank you for making the updates for him.
Yep.
Here? Chris?
All right. Yeah, I'll go. I'm going to roll my demon first. I miss in Legends. I have a 16. And I roll the 16, so... Fuck. I am going to try to raise swords. I have 13. And I rolled a 1. So, no. I am going to try to roll acrobatics. I have a 13. I rolled a 19, so that goes up. Goes to 4. I am going to try to roll spot hidden. I have a 15. I rolled a 17. So it brings me to... Okay. And I think I have one more. I have languages. I have a 13. I rolled an 18. Nice.
Oh, well done.
Really good. Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to go with persuasion, which I have as a 4 of 7. You got a 3. Okay, 3 starts. Next, I'm going to go with Spot Hidden, which is a 12, 6, and lastly, Knives at a 17, and I got an 8. Nope. Which I like this week, too.
So I've just got 3, so I'm going to start with Hammers. I've got a 10. Ooh, and I rolled 18.
Oh, thank God. So I mean, oh.
Now I'm average with Hammers after all this time. The next one we go is Spot Hidden. I've got an 8 currently and roll 17.
Well done.
9.
I guess the board's getting a bit looser.
Given our time loops, I think this was brought up before. Are we able to train anybody?
We haven't done that yet.
Okay. We decided not to because like something breaks down in your heads after so many time loops.
You start going
mad, effectively. Or at least that was our supposition.
All right, last one. Sneaking, I've got 17. I'm going to risk it all. And roll a 7. All right, so I have not gotten anything to 18 yet, which is sad for me. All right, I am done. I think we're done, guys.
Yeah, I think we are.
All right.
Okay,
awesome. What's up?
Hi, this is Matt, the co-host of the Advanced Age Roleplaying Gamers podcast, and you've been listening to our latest actual play, Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, using the Dragonbane TTRPG from Free League Publishing, based on the classic Swedish roleplaying game, Drakkar Demoner. If you like what you hear, please follow, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and anywhere else you find podcasts. We also really appreciate feedback and chatting with folks, so feel free to tweet us, comment on our YouTube, or leave us a review so we can reach even more people. You can also visit our website at www.theaarpgs.com, where you can read more about the cast, listen to old episodes, and even shop our store for cool Geek Chic merchandise. This story features Malcolm and Nathan as co-GMs. Malcolm will also be playing the role of Karin, a halfling bard. Nathan will be playing the role of Brains, a wolfkin thief. Our players for this story are Tyr as Dane Ringson, a human scholar. Sean as Baelor Banefire, a dwarven smith. Chris as Sigyn, an elven huntress. Anthony as Corgan Stonehammer, a halfling fighter. And Tim as Quiverring, the Mallard Mage. Character artwork created by Nemesis to Anthony Cupo and friend of the show, Jody P. Schaefer, whose work you may recognize from Metacopolix, Marikari, Megas XLR, and MTV's Downtown. Contact him when the time is right. You'll know how and when. Music licensed through Dark Fantasy Studios and SoundCue. Sound effects by Nathan, using Krotos Weaponizer Studio, and Dehumanizer, using libraries from Boom Library, SoundCube, Protos, and his own recordings. So thank you again for taking time to sit down with us at our gaming table. And until next time, remember, you're never too old to roll.